There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Profits have stalled at China's biggest EV maker. Good morning, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for tuning in. Now, the electric vehicle market, it's a tough one to be in. And the latest is that profits and sales of BYD, the Chinese EV giant, have fallen. Let's get the BBC's Mariko Oi to explain this one. Hi, Mariko.
Hi there.
Mariko, BYD, Tesla's biggest rival. I thought they were doing really well. What's the story?
They are, but the thing is, sales of electric vehicles have been falling in the US, but also in China, because as we've been reporting about it, the economy isn't doing too brilliantly. So people aren't spending a lot of money on big ticket items like electric cars. And also, the market is really, really saturated. So BYD is obviously the big one, but also there's NIO, also smartphone maker Xiaomi entering the market. And they've all been cutting prices aggressively in order to boost those sales numbers. And that's starting to affect BYD's financial results. So for the first 3 months of this year, the company said it made $630 million. That's not bad at all, obviously, but it is almost 50% lower than the previous quarter.
At this point, not everybody who was going to buy an EV has bought them. So what's their strategy to make sure more people are buying them?
BYD and other Chinese companies, they have been looking to expand abroad in the US and also in Europe. But that's when they face the issues of, you know, US-China trade war. A lot of lawmakers have been talking about tariffs on EVs. Some lawmakers even calling for a total ban. Also in the EU, there are similar calls and, you know, citing the fact that they need to protect their own domestic car makers within their own countries. It's definitely a hot industry where everyone is, but you know, that's when competition heats up and all these politics start getting involved. And yeah, BYD is basically pretty much caught up in it.
And that's when it gets interesting too. The BBC's Mariko Oi, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do the numbers. Good news for Germany, its economy is on the rebound. Latest figures suggest it's grown by 0.2% in the 3 months to March. But not so good news for Europe's second largest economy, France. French inflation stayed higher than forecast in April, rising by 2.4%. And Samsung shares closed up 1% after it reported a tenfold jump in the first quarter operating profits. Meanwhile, in Zimbabwe, the country is rolling out the physical notes of its new currency called the Zimbabwe Gold, or ZiG for short. Unlike the unstable Zimbabwe dollar, which was brought back in 2019, this new currency is backed by gold. But there are signs it is already collapsing and the government is blaming illegal money traders for making it worse. The BBC's Shingai Naoka reports from Harare.
Along Robert Mugabe Road in central Harare, the sidewalks are filled with street vendors. Ordinarily, money changers would also be here in their numbers, but they've gone into hiding. I eventually met one. He declined to give his name, but confirmed that weeks into its introduction, and even before the release of the physical note, the ZiG has lost a quarter of its value on the black market.
Our exchange rate is 20 ZiG per US dollar.
But the official rate is 13.5. What's happening? Why is it falling like this?
We have no confidence in it. As long as they keep releasing local currencies like this, nothing will change.
The ZiG is the sixth attempt to create a stable dollar. Previous bouts of hyperinflation and currency changes wiped out billions of US dollars in pensions and savings. It's why public mistrust is high.
That was Shingai Naoka, and here's a fact for you. In Zimbabwe, the US dollar is used in 80% of transactions. Now let's talk about the business of sports. Sports salary caps, like in the NFL, they're pretty common, but actually they don't exist in European soccer. However, that could change. 16 clubs in the English Premier League have voted in favour of developing proposals to introduce a spending cap. Here's the BBC's Laura Scott.
What this would be is another financial control to effectively tie the spending power of any club to a percentage, basically a multiple, of the television revenue and prize money of the lowest earning side. So effectively, all of the clubs would be governed by the same upper limit or salary cap or spending cap, although this is being termed anchoring. It isn't yet in force. What they've agreed to is to further explore the potential to introduce this kind of model. So they've basically given permission for the Premier League to do the final financial and legal analysis that's required for the model and draw up the rules. Those would then be voted on potentially in June at the Premier League's AGM. So we're still quite a long way from this spending cap being introduced, but you've got 16 of the 20 Premier League clubs saying, actually, yes, you can go on and develop this potential model ready for a vote.
Now, one big club, Chelsea, abstained, and three others, they voted against it. So what are their concerns?
What they don't want to do is stifle Premier League clubs' abilities to compete with their European counterparts. And that is the opposition that you get from the likes of Manchester United, Manchester City and Aston Villa, which are that if you put everyone on the same cap, you are stifling their ambition. You're actually punishing people who've grown their revenues over the last few years. And that's not a way to run a competitive league. What they will have to do here is work out if this could stand up to legal scrutiny. And that remains a massive question that they will have to work out in not a very long period of time. They've got around 6 or 7 weeks to work out if this model will stand up to scrutiny. And clearly they've got clubs with big pockets, deep pockets, opposing these plans like Manchester United and Manchester City.
The BBC's Laura Scott reporting, and I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.